Things you didn't mention is that at the iConnect picnic, we provide the food.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have to provide any food. They just need to show up, right?
But you told me I had to bring food.
Well, you still have to bring food, yeah. You have to bring me something good, I guess. There you go. Well, good morning. Welcome, everybody. I'm John Spate, one of the pastors here. It's great to be with you once again. And for those of you who are worshiping with us online, whether you're just down the street or around the world, we want to welcome you as well. So it's good to be back. As you know, if you were here last week anyway, you know that Brian Green and I were in Kenya, on the continent of Africa, visiting our school there. We've got some great video that we're going to be showing you in the weeks ahead. Not today, but in the weeks ahead. You're going to find it on our social media page, on Facebook and Instagram and so forth. But we're also going to see this some of these films, these videos in worship, as you can see what God has been doing through you to change the hearts and change the lives of people that many of you have never met. Never laid eyes on except seeing a picture. But I can guarantee you the ministry of Christ Church is global. It is global. You are having a global reach. You are touching and changing the lives of children far 8,000 or so miles from where we are right here in Fairfax Station. And that, I tell you what, that is an amazing gift of God. To be able to do that and then to be able to see lives that are being changed and what's taking place over there on the continent of Africa and the country of Kenya because of your incredible generosity. You know, how God has blessed you, poured out his gifts and grace and financial blessing upon our lives, and then we can share it with those who are much, 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 much poorer than we are and actually depend upon the goodness and grace of people like us, those whom God has blessed to be able to help change their lives. So, I guess you heard last week, if you were here, the call-in, the live call-in from Africa. We were on our way to the airport as we called in, and I hope that went well. I hope you could understand everything. That was the first time we've ever done anything like that, and if it goes well, we'll do that again in the future. But I just want you to know that it's good to be back home with you once again. You'll want to pull out Christchurch notes that's there in your worship program. Go ahead and find them. There are a couple of blanks I want you to fill in. There may be a couple of things I'm going to ask you to circle. So you'll want your Christchurch notes out with you this morning, but you also want to find a pen or a pencil on the seat back in front of you. Be so kind, if you would, to find all of that. Get it all ready. You know, because we are continuing in our series called Live It Out. And the basis of that whole this whole series is we're looking at the amazing life of the Apostle Paul. And I'm telling you, his life was incredible. This was a